Have you been hitting the books and listening to lectures all day? It's time to relax, to unwind, and listen up. This is Brooke from Campus Chronicles, your go-to podcast for everything student life. No matter where you are in your academic journey, we have you covered. Think of us as a trusted mentor, friend, and confidant who always has your back. We'll be sharing inspiring stories, thought-provoking insights, and practical advice to help you succeed in and out of the classroom. So get ready to be inspired, enlightened, and entertained. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to an incredible international student today. Her name is Eugene, and I am so excited to have her. Eugene, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Before we jump into all the things that we're going to discuss today, give me a little bit of the backstory on who you are before we get into your university situation. So just let us know who Eugene is.
Before I go to university in UK or in China or...
Sure. So can you tell us where you're from? I think is a great way to begin.
Yes, I'm from China, Shanghai.
That's incredible. And that's where you grew up?
Yeah. Actually, born in Inner Mongolia. But from my high school, my family moved to the Shanghai because my dad's job moved to there. Yeah.
And so that's where you completed your initial studies. And then you decided to study in the United Kingdom. Why did you make that decision?
I just, because my undergraduate major is English, so I just want to transfer it and I just want to change it. But you know, in China, if you want to change, it's really difficult. And so I think maybe I can go out to see the world and at the same time to develop myself. That means I do my master's. So I choose the US and UK, but I found the US maybe a little bit long, and maybe UK is good. And I like UK, but UK is in my age, I think it's quiet and it's less people. So that's why I choose UK. And another important stuff is UK really have some good university, and because I want to study journalism, then it's really have some good university and a good department suit for me. So I choose UK.
Was going from China, where you grew up, to the UK hard?
Actually, at first, maybe a little bit, but you can find it. Really outgoing, really easy to get friends. So it's not so difficult for me. And because my major is journalism, I have to talk. So I have to talk because I have to do some interviews. So maybe they can help me get more friends and let my UK life easier and easier.
I like what you just said there. You said UK life. What is different about your UK life than your China life?
China life, basically, because I'm from Shanghai, it's modern. The UK life, I just go back to, how to say that, classic. Go back to long, long ago, I think. Sound not very modern, and the people always have long rice and even a shopping mall, so... But I still like that. When I live there longer, I think that is okay. That is quiet. Don't like China, like Shanghai, sometimes is so fast, so rush. Yes. Different kind of life have different kind of advantages. I think I both can accept them, but I think now I... more like the UK.
It sounds like the culture is very different.
Yeah, its culture is really different. And actually in China, even in Shanghai, it's modern, really modern city. But you still can have some of the old-fashioned people to judge you a lot when you make some different you know, young girls just like make some different styles. It's not wrong, right? But in UK, no one judge you. I think that's good. And I go to Europe and no one judge you.
Is the academic culture different? So when you're learning and you're studying, is that different in China from the UK?
Yeah, a lot of different. And UK basically depends on myself. I should do a lot of work and preview. And after class, I have to do some work about my class so that I can take the SE successfully. Yeah. But in China, actually, teacher just, it's Chinese style like that. Teacher always like the mom, you know, like the mom, like a babysitter. Yeah. And help you a lot. I don't say who is right, who's wrong. They just different.
Was it hard for you to go from the mom babysitter style to the UK style of learning? What was that transition like?
Actually, a little bit hard, but I already know that because we have social media. Everyone gonna share their experience on it. And I, before I go to UK, I already know that. So when I go to UK, I so quickly can know what I should do. So I start to do that, then nothing turned wrong. Yeah, really luckily.
Social media is a really great tool. So social media helped you with the transition into moving to the UK then. It helped you learn and grow and see new things.
Yeah. It helped me cooking dishes as well.
What did you learn on social media that helped you when you moved to the UK?
Firstly, it can help me to choose university. Because some students already in there, or you can compare them. Because it's real information. It's not the, it's not the university. And the next step, I do my visa. It helped me a lot. And another step, when I rent my student apartment, because you have different choices and different price, different choice, and they are different building, and you can consider the social media. They have some student already there. They gonna share something, then you can according that to choose what you want. And next, when you go to UK, they gonna have some the they're gonna share some experience about their life. Then you know where you which supermarket is to buy what is nicer. Okay, like meat, like some okay, and what time have discount and some stuff about life and about your clothes. And yeah, women always like clothes. So like some the beauty stuff. Yeah.
That's amazing. There's a lot of discussion that social media can be very bad, but you found it to be very good.
Yes, you can find something good for you, but you can find something bad. But if you think that not useful, it's useless, you just throw it. You just take another, see another one. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. And you were able to look at social media and say, how can this help me? Which I think is a very powerful, I think that's a very powerful thing to do, that you were able to learn from these videos. And like you said, you were able to get real feedback from real people.
Actually, if you can compare, when you see a good month, then you can realize, you can know what is true, what is maybe is fake.
And you're able to pick out the marketing versus what is real. So one thing I'm curious about is when you came from China to UK in those first weeks, those first months, were you feeling any sort of sadness? Were you feeling anxiety? Were you feeling maybe homesick at all?
Before I start my study, before about 3 or 4 days I arrived there, then at that time it's still a little bit COVID-19 in China, but in Europe it's already all open. So everything is really quick to go to your new life. Then you don't have time to sad, you don't have time to excited, you just prepare some stuff and start to your life. Yeah, just that.
You just started your life and you jumped right into your classes. How have you found your professors and teachers? How have you found your coursework and your classes?
In my first classes is old professor and really humorous, and he just because it's our first time to see each other, he just say something he likes, something we like, and we just spend a happy time. Yes, not really serious stuff in the first class. Actually, in the first week, no serious class.
Did you like that about it being fun and humorous versus serious?
I think both. I think different style, I can get different information. I like that.
So in terms of your friends, when you came from China to UK, how did you make friends? Was that hard?
Not hard. I always make friends so naturally. I don't know why. It's like a gift. So I just asked her, could I? Is there anybody there? Could I sit down here? She said, yes. Then we just naturally talk. We just naturally make friends and make really, really good friends. It's just always start like some the really normal situation. Yeah, it's like that.
How do you study? So when you're studying for your courses and writing your papers and doing your exams and your tests, what are some of the things that you do to study?
It's different because my pre-master, I basically do the broadcast journalism, but at last my professor advised me, maybe if you consider you're going to go back to China to work maybe in the future, maybe you choose the political journalism is going to better for you. So I just a little bit transfer, but not big change. It's still in journalism department. It's like that. And when I go to the political journalism, I start still a little bit busy because before I don't know very much political stuff, basically in Europe. Political stuff. So I have to read a lot so that I can know what professor see on the class. Yeah.
So you really had to read and study to take the test.
Yeah. So I have to, maybe some people originally good at that and always pay attention on it, but I'm not very much before. So I have to do a lot. If I'm not, I'm going to so confused on the class. Yeah, that is going to be terrible.
That's incredible. So one thing I'm curious about is, if you were going to give other international students advice, what would you say to another international student who's thinking of coming from home to the UK? What advice would you give them?
I'm going to advise firstly, if you can choose what you want, I'm going to advise them choose the student apartment because it's much easier because you don't have to pay the bills by yourself. The apartment is going to help you pay. Yeah. The second stuff is if actually international is big area. I have to see if you're from China, then you have to know what you're going to change maybe it's a big change for you. And the UK, now really, really good Chinese food for you, maybe. So you have to cook if you want to live there longer. So if you don't want to hungry until die, yes. Then another stuff is you must have to prepare. Because Chinese students, actually, Chinese school always train the students when they really, really young and train them to prepare the study, prepare the classes. But less students, nearly no students do this work because no one going to check it. Tomorrow, and the teacher going to help class and step by step, no one going to check it. You even don't do that, it's okay. But in UK, you can't. 100% you can't. You have to prepare. If you just say, okay, I don't need, then tomorrow, congratulations, you might just go blank.
Oh my goodness. And nobody wants that. You said something really interesting.
Yeah.
You said there's no good food. You have to cook for yourself. Did you have to learn how to cook for yourself?
Yes. And I have to cook myself because, you know, actually, UK have some good Chinese restaurant, and you don't consider the price is expensive or cheap. Its taste is really, really not very good, if you want the taste, it's your home taste, then you have to cook by yourself.
That's incredible. So another thing I'm curious about is there an inspirational song or quote or words that you use when you're feeling a little stressed or sad?
When stressed, when sad, I'm going to use what kind of word? Let me see. Actually, when I'm in this situation, just take a shower and take a mask and sleep.
So you take a shower, take a mask, and you go straight to sleep? That's an amazing coping mechanism. I love that idea.
Yeah, I just think you think too much is useless. Why just go to have a rest?
So that's what you do if you're going through a hard time with a friend or a hard time with your studies. You take a shower, put on a mask, and just go to sleep and let it go.
Yes, because I really like masks.
And you wake up feeling better?
Really better. Why I see my face is better.
Your face looks better. You look beautiful. And you feel more well-rested and clear.
I'm going to think everything going to be better.
Eugene, thank you so much for joining me here on this episode to share everything you've learned going from China to the UK and becoming an international student. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I'm really happy to meet you today.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.